The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back. Another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. You got Mikey V. Let's give a warm round of applause for Joey D. Look at the D-man coming in here today, Michael. Joseph, how are you today, pal?
Doing pretty good, Bob. Feeling yeah. Good.
what's something funny, Michael?
No.
He's sponsored by Panera. That's well documented.
Oh,
he's
The way
this guy is pushing.
He's got the Panera bag. Panera bag.
I wish. I really do. My
stock secured. Well, they should be taking notice already. I mean, you give these guys insane amount of free pub, and you're growing the Sip Club army. It's obvious.
They sent me an automated message and then never followed up on it.
That's tough.
They need
to. Guy of your caliber?
Some might say that I'm ready to take Panera back to where they used to be. I'm ready to take the bull by the horns and steer them in the right direction, kind of like you were with KFC.
Speaking of grabbing the bull by the horn, you do remind me a lot of White Goodman from Dodgeball. Like in that way, like just an entrepreneurial guy who, you know,
early shot out of the gates from
grabbing
my
wife by the horns.
I'll tell you what.
White Goodman was in great shape. He was an entrepreneur.
He was stuffing pizza down his shorts.
That was at the end of the movie.
It still happened. And he was an obnoxious psychopath.
I'm not saying.
Who's saying?
I'm not saying.
You literally just said it.
All right, let's get back to the pod now. Let's get back to the pod.
Let's get back to the pod. By the way,
box is gone. Looks like the box is gone. Box is not gone.
Box is not gone.
That box will be there until the end of time.
No, he'll be moving out. He'll just take the box with them and go to the new spot.
Sure.
Pod room's coming. By the way, it should be done.
Look good. The should video you showed me, it looked pretty good. That was the same room or that was a different room?
No, different room.
Okay.
No. This guy had to pay a king's ransom, Mikey. He had these guys there from dusk till dawn.
It's not true.
A couple rabbits.
Those are full-blown technicians. Wow. They had the trucks outside, the whole nine.
He had NASA. He fed them Grimaldi's. NASA at the house.
He felt bad. He was giving them Grimaldi's because they were there.
I'll tell you something. I'm really good. If somebody comes to the house, like any workers or something, I'm very, very good to them.
You should always have like if ever I got like guys working on the house or something, especially usually it's when the weather's nicer that they're able to do stuff. You always gotta have the cold water on deck.
Yep.
Couple cold beers for when they're done. Like at the end of the day, they want a couple beers. Give them a couple
cold beers.
Yeah. At the end of the day, sure.
That's really nice. I haven't gone the beer route.
Yeah, if they're working, like when they were doing my yard, these guys were out there. 7 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning until 4 or 5 in the afternoon in the middle of the summer. They were dying by the end of the day. Give them a couple cervezas. That goes a long way.
Out of how many people that say they like a beer, like they enjoy a cold beer, want a beer, how many of them do you think actually like beer? Because I think it's a little bit of a placebo effect. Like I don't like look forward to a beer. I just want to get drunk.
Yeah, no,
look at the Shawshank Redemption, Bob. Sometimes a nice cold beer goes a long way.
Well, but that wasn't that guy in jail for a decade, you know? So then a beer with anything would taste nice.
No, I am one of those who say, like, in the summer in certain situations, mowing the lawn. I mean, I think we've done top five beers. I don't know. Maybe we haven't, but like the lawnmow beer, the airport
barbecue beer,
the airport beer.
Yeah.
The barbecue grilling. Vacation, first vacation beer. Grilling is a must. Like, no, absolutely. I think that it's something you look forward to. That ice cold Modelo coming out of the fridge is.
Modelo's a great beer, man.
It's different. It just hits different, man.
What do you think, though? What do you think?
When I was younger, never would I ever say, like, oh, I can't wait to, like, oh, I would kill for a cold beer. Never. I didn't like the taste of beer when I was first, like, in high school. I don't know if anyone really liked the taste, you know. When you first have your first beer, I don't know if anyone truly enjoys it. I didn't.
See, but is it the buzz that you're looking forward to? Or is it the actual taste?
The taste, yeah. The taste. I think an ice cold beer is delicious.
Cold beer on the golf course or after the round goes a long way too.
See, cocktails. I look forward to cocktails.
I feel like cocktails a bigger commitment to getting after it though. Like if you have a cocktail, like you can't just have one cocktail.
Yeah, that is.
You could have one beer and then just call it. But if you're committing to cocktails, you're committing to getting a little saucy.
Dude, my favorite thing in the world, I start to get sad as the dinner goes on. Like when we were talking about this, Mikey, like when the cocktail comes out, when you're at the dinner, I enjoy being at dinner so much that when the cocktails hit, I'm in like really like some of my best form.
Well, you're talking about the cocktail before any food arrives.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
correct.
The peak. In my opinion, that may be the peak moment of the dinner.
I agree.
No.
Either that or the appetizers.
The appetizers. Yeah. With the
cocktail. And then I start to get sadder and sadder because I know it's coming to an end. Like right when the appetizer hits, I'm peak high. And then once I start eating the appetizer, I'm midway through, then we start to go down because then I know the dinner's starting to end.
Like Seafood Towers, down. Peak Mikey.
Seafood Towers.
Yeah. Who was the jerk off? Was it you or you? Because it certainly wasn't me that took all of the king crab at Ruth's Chris. Was that Mikey? I thought that was Mikey.
I was on the crab cocktail, the lump crab cocktail I took because no one was eating it. The king crab legs, I didn't really mess with.
You both were stuffing your faces with crab.
Oh, I mean, this guy. Oh, yeah.
Mikey looked like half the ocean had been dumped
on his head. It was, Mikey.
I know. Everyone kept putting the lobster shells on my plate, so it made me look like a fucking asshole. But that wasn't really the case, though. I was swindled. I was bamboozled. I was hoodwinked.
I wasn't doing a bunch of balls. I honestly thought it was either one of the two or you who just had an obscene amount and we were busting, you know, that you person.
Now we're going to Talladega next weekend.
Wow. There's rumors of you switching out of Ruth's Chris.
So we are pivoting from Ruth's Chris.
I know.
I'm gonna tell you why.
It's like a pitcher.
Let me ask you guys. Game,
and then you go to the bullpen.
We're going to the pen, but you know what? We could have Mariano in the pen. You don't know.
That's such a rare.
Let me say this.
You want to stick with your starter over the
ball? I don't. I'll ride with you, Mikey, but I don't like this.
Let me ask you guys a question. Do you trust the faithful? Do you trust our listeners and our watchers?
I don't know if Joey D does. Joey D had a rough week, man.
Joey D had
a really rough week.
But do you trust? Okay, let me rephrase the question, Joe. Do you trust that our
Fuck
following?
Fucking God.
No, Mikey, Joey D had a really, really
my ass roasted.
Hold on. Do you trust and believe, Joe, that our following, our loyal following that has been supporting the show for some odd years, taking the show to the levels that it belongs to go to, do you trust that these men and women would want to steer us in the correct direction?
Yeah, for sure.
Stop. I have been told by several people that are Birmingham, Alabama natives.
A lot of comments, a lot of sources.
That the Ruth's Chris Steakhouse is in an area, number one, it's in like an older hotel. They said the vibe is very off. It's not as good as these two other steakhouses, both of whom recommended the same place, which just so happens to be the backup reservation that I made.
Fleming's?
Perry's Steakhouse.
I thought you said Fleming's was the backup.
Perry's is the backup.
We're going to the third string here now, Bob.
Let me say this. You're starting to panic. I always trust you with this stuff. You're starting to panic. Yeah, you're
starting to panic. Ruth, Chris, or Fleming. Yeah. Now all of a sudden,
it was Perry's. It was never Fleming's.
I thought you said Fleming's.
So listen, here's what I could say about Perry's. I've eaten at a Perry's in Austin, Texas for my bachelor party, which was in Austin, Texas. I ate at Perry's, and it was magnificent. It was very good. So I'll vouch for Perry's. The all fact right. that they both had something to say negative about Ruth, nobody came out and said, oh, Ruth, Chris, it's amazing, amazing, amazing. They both came out and said the same thing, and they recommended the same place otherwise, which they didn't know that we were talking about. So Perry's it is. Perry's gets the nod. They're getting the ball. We got to take them out. You know what? It's like, we're up one run. Guy was pitching a hell of a game, but now the bases are loaded. He's walked two guys in a row. You're going to keep the ball with him? No, he's got to go.
But he didn't walk anybody. We had a tremendous dinner.
He walked. The comments made him walk.
We're going to Perry's. For the one, the only, I think it's a perfect time to let you know, Talladega Super Speedway, April 21st, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Fox. NASCAR is heading to its biggest track on the circuit. The 2024 season is starting to heat up, and drivers are leaving it all. What the fuck is funny, Joe?
Mikey, you see what he's doing?
This is a compliment to the ad read.
Anyone can win the Geico 500, so tune into the race on Sunday, April 21st, 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox. And, of course, Joseph, make sure to watch the new docuseries, NASCAR, Full Speed on Netflix, to get an in-depth look at some of your favorite drivers. Now, Joe, when you think about your favorite drivers, let's hear some of your favorite drivers.
Logano. Burton.
22 car, baby.
All our guys, for sure. That's right. For sure, all our guys.
Give me one more, Joey D.
Austin. Austin Dillon,
dear friend of the program, by the way. He was actually in attendance when Mikey's Peloton race and saw the massacre that took place on the That's the funniest thing. I kept thinking Mikey was going to had a little something in the tank that he was holding it for the second round, but it just...
Oh, no. It was like a juice that you just crushed. There's nothing left. There's no juice left. It was just pulp. Just pulp at that point. And boy, did he get pulp.
What are you laughing at? That doesn't even make any fucking sense.
Just Mikey, I will say this. I think that a lot of the things you do very well. So when you get absolutely destroyed in something, it's kind of funny to watch.
I mean, you could compare the ride metrics of me and Swan that ride. I wouldn't call it absolutely destroyed, especially not by somebody who's like a borderline professional athlete. So who also has probably have 100 pounds on Paul Swan.
By the way, what's going on with the Peloton? Have you not been doing the Peloton?
So ever since the gyms opened back up, Peloton was my COVID jam, but ever since the gyms opened back up, I like to not just do one form of something. I just like to do stairs, treadmill, bike, try and mix it up as much as I can. But
fair.
Gyms opening back up. I think that's why Peloton's hurting. They've been hurting for quite some time.
Seems that way. You know who really put a beating on Peloton was Dana
Rogan.
White.
Rogan.
No, Dana
Rogan
White.
Too, right? But was it Dana White? Oh, yeah.
And if you don't think that had an effect on Peloton, because that went definitely. All over.
Is the Peloton stock down?
It's been, it was, yeah. They reported losses for like the last 2 years of financial quarters, I think. They've been going down, down, down for a while. Then they had the issue with the bike. The pedals were fucking breaking off the bikes.
You know what?
People not taking care of their bikes, though. You're supposed to change the pedals out every year. You got to pay attention.
Oh, my.
You're supposed
God.
To. You're supposed
fair
to.
Enough. By the way, we're recording this on Saturday morning. The reason being is Joey D is taking his talents to Augusta, Georgia, which should be an interesting ride. I, by the way, and again, I know this is Tuesday, so I don't want to talk about it too much because people have already seen it. Michael, I need you to be on my hedge commission. I have a ticket right now for Max Homa to win it all. It's Saturday now.
It's a big boy, Mike.
It's moving Mikey. Day. You can't hedge that.
No,
at this point.
No.
You can't. No, you got to make
a great
today.
Day.
But
it needs a good moving day. That's all. Here's the thing that scares me. Scotty shot a 72 yesterday, his worst round of the year, and he still holds the lead for top of the leaderboard. That's a frightening thing.
that he played his worst round, and he
played one round worse last tournament.
They said this was, they said 72 was the worst round he shot in 2024.
It's hard to even say that, because in reality it was a great round because the conditions were so brutal that it's scary. I just don't know if there's a world where he doesn't win. With that being said, Mikey, I want you on the hedge commission because it's a big ticket.
Some would say if you wanted it that bad, you would actually have come with me to Augusta and cheer him on and helped him propel him to win, Bob. Instead, Bob turned down the tickets, complimentary tickets, to sit down in his living room and watch it solo.
Well, you know what the thing is? It's like, you got a bet like that going. You got a bet like that going. You want to be locked in on that guy. How are you going to do that if you're there?
You follow him.
Yeah, but that's, you say that like that's like an easy thing to do there. Like that can't
be. And Max loves Bob so much he might have given him inside the ropes act.
I'll say this. Now, I know there's no comparison between the two events. So before all the golf geeks out there get on my ass about even speaking the same things in the same sentence, don't. But I'm going to just give you my experience at the only PGA Tour event I've ever been at, which is the Waste Management. Moving around in a court, it was not easy to move from point A to point B, go from that's hole true. To hole. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not comparing it at all. I'm just saying if that's the way it is at a lot of these tournaments, especially a major like that, where I'm sure it's packed to the gills, maybe not to that degree because Augusta has some pride in the way they present things. I understand that.
I think it'll be less people.
That's a major, major hindrance. Like, I don't want to have to – now. It now, I'm not saying I would turn down a ticket either. I'm not saying that. But
it's only one day, Mikey. It's literally I'm flying out tonight.
It's the day. If it was today, would you have gone, Bob?
No. Not a chance. No.
If it was Friday, would you have gone?
No, he would not have.
Probably not.
Thursday.
Opening round, you would have went?
Opening round or a practice round, then I might have gone.
Not even an opening round. A practice round is the only way Bob's going to get out there.
Guy likes what he likes, you know. What are you going to say? What are you going to say?
You know what?
Guy likes what he likes.
And by the way,
it's the Masters, Michael. It is. People dream their whole life of going to the Masters.
Sure.
But you know what, though? I've gone, and I went on a Thursday, and
that was last year, no?
Maybe 3 years ago. But if anything, actually, I would go if you only needed to follow one guy, which you do. Like, I want to see every shot. And when you go, as cool as it is, as iconic as it is, you get to follow one group, really. You barely get to see the shots. You can't even see the hole, really, when they're putting. I'd rather just – it's the greatest couch week of the year. Now, with that being said, a guy like Joey D, first time going, like – I get it, but I couldn't fathom going on a Sunday. I know that sounds terrible. I know I'll get roasted.
Do you think that Max would feel more like he'd have a better opportunity of winning knowing that Bobby Fairways was there supporting him along?
Don't give a flying.
And I'm not laughing in Bob's face, but are you fucking insane? Are you fucking nuts?
I mean, Bob's a lucky charm, man. Bob is a lucky charm.
So you think Homa would have a different mentality? No, I'm not saying he'd have a different mentality, but if he saw Bob in the crowd, he would have like a Rudy moment and just like connect with Bob and just fucking go out there and what? Ace of par three? Golden Bell? Yeah. That's really good.
That's really good.
Bone should fire up the clip of Jonathan Favreau. Who's the wild man now?
I don't know. I just think Bob being there would be pretty special. Especially imagine if he won it and you were there, Bob. We'd be going crazy.
Here's the thing: is people are going to listen to this on Tuesday, so this is all going to be passing gone. Yeah. You gotta look at what you're looking at the next 24 hours in front of the tube, too, Joe. You have Masters all day today, capped off with UFC 300, which is insane. That's going to go to like 1:30 a.m. Then you start right back up as soon as you wake up tomorrow. With Masters again, that's a tough proposition to leave a good viewing area.
It is truly, man. It's the greatest couch week of the year. Because, like, Super Bowl, like even like let's say NFC, like AFC Championship
Derby,
Day.
Derby Saturday always used to be a good Saturday in sports. Kentucky Derby Saturday, it was the first Saturday in May. Usually you got baseball, you got Kentucky Derby, you got the first like nice day, this like kind of the really nice weather starting to kick up, at least that big prize fight. There's always a big prize fight usually on Kentucky Derby night. Usually that was a top sports day also, but I agree that this week in particular.
Oh man. I mean the whole way through. But yeah, you're going to be on the hedge commission, Mikey, of when to bail out on that ticket. Obviously Saturday, again, people are listening to this. It's Tuesday. It's Saturday right now. Too early to hedge, but I would love to hedge. I just don't see where Scotty's just, this guy is what an absolute assassin.
Think
man.
Bryson's a problem or you think he'll fade?
I don't worry about him nearly the way I worry.
Well, I'm good. I mean, you don't worry about anybody like you worry about Scotty.
Yeah. Now, Joey D, how'd you get the Masters hat without going yet?
Someone brought it back for me, I think, in the past.
Is that so?
Okay. He thinks it
might even been you, Bob. No, actually, you brought me shirts. I don't know. I think this was from Rob Brandt. I think he sent it.
To Cutsy at Augusta is really going to be, I mean, that's going to be, like, I think you can
see, do you have the outfit, you have your fit picked out already, John?
I don't know what I'm going to wear, to be honest. I'll do some damage in that pro shop, though.
Yo,
that's
God,
for sure.
God forbid he, like, somebody cracks a joke. You're going to hear him from, like, hole 6 to 18, you know? You're going to hear him across the way. That'll really be something.
You know what? You know what's going to be an interesting dynamic? Is it just you and FP going? That's going to be very interesting because you know the regard in which FP holds Augusta National. You know what I'm saying? Like, he holds this place. It's like,
hey, don't think I'm going to be respectful.
Say,
hold on.
Don't
it's
say
like,
Augusta.
It's like the Vatican. To FP. So to see Joe there, if Joe gets out of line, don't think for a second that FP's not going to step in and say,
you don't think I'll be respectful?
Joe,
of course.
Augusta. Joe, this is Augusta. I'm not saying you wouldn't be respectful, but I just, sometimes your emotions get the, you're
correct.
Like me in that way.
Yeah.
Your emotions get the best of you. Something comes out. And I just think like FP's just going to be on such high alert. I mean, this is his Vatican and he's like a cardinal. Returning
he came
to
over
battle.
To Bob's the other day. We were watching the Masters, and I came over for like an hour, and I started talking. He looked annoyed that I was even talking during the golf broadcast.
No talking during the Masters.
I mean, but we're all hanging out. We're just shooting the shit. Like, it's like, he looked over at me like.
I don't think I ever laughed as hard as I did the night that we were in Arizona, and Joe started talking about Augusta National, and Perez is like, we don't talk about Augusta.
He was dead
serious. Well, and I literally, tears were streaming down my face. That's how I laughed, because Joe was so flabbergasted that he was just told to shut the fuck up.
I mean, it's
he
like
flabbergasted. And I was literally, tears were streaming down my cheeks laughing because of how upset he was and how dead serious Perez was. Not fucking kidding at all. And I respect that.
Well, the thing that Joe did that really set off Perez, and I think there's a video of it, but it got a little chippy to where I wouldn't even put the video out. I'm not one to create any narratives or build anything like that.
No.
So
like,
I wouldn't want to put
that. Like Dr. fucking Seuss over there.
We're at the Waste Management Shot at Glory hole where we take the one shot in front of everybody on the stadium or whatnot. And
the Glory hole.
That's what it's called. Oh, you went
they
there.
should really rename it something else, man. They really should.
But Joe, like, it gets kind of quiet. Everybody's like around us, and Joe ran into this guy who's like a member at Augusta, and like apparently you're supposed to keep that very like hush hush. And Joe from like across the tee box looks at me, and he's pointing at the guy. He's like, Bob. I'm like, what, Joe? He's like, this is the guy I was telling you about. He's a member at Augusta.
Oh, no, his stepdad is.
And so the guy literally said, the guy was embarrassed. He goes, man, he just really just puts it all out there, huh?
Yeah, sure does, guy. Get used to it.
so Perez.
I actually hit that guy up. We might get clubhouse access. Yeah.
There you go. That is as on-brand as it gets. That is as on-brand. That is
great. He's a great guy.
One of the best guys. One of the best.
Bob, you got another major stain on that shirt.
You saw
right,
that
right on the sternum there. Oh.
Holy shit! What were you chewing? What were you chewing on? Charcoal?
Look at that! Looks like he was chewing on charcoal and spitting it out.
Oh,
what
man!
What is that? Seriously,
it's AG1. I stick true to okay. I stick true to what I sell. I'm not.
What
not
is that?
Pushing
a green?
Anything.
That's a green juice or something? One
yeah,
of those power juices.
Yeah,
it's sponsored the Brilliantly Dumb Show for years, Mikey.
Folks, we interrupt the Brilliantly Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at AG1. I'm telling you right now, Athletic Greens is the real deal. I take it every single morning. Every single morning, I'm suiting up with the one, the only Athletic Greens. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. It makes me feel energized, helps your gut health, and does it all. Do the right thing. Knock down some AG1 today. You can't go wrong. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why I've partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/dumb. That's drinkag1.com/dumb. You cannot go wrong. Start your day right. Take care of your health. Take ownership of your health with the fine folks over at AG1. Athletic Greens to the moon. Sponsor the Brilliant Dumb Show as long as Windex has been a sponsor of the Brilliant Dumb Show. Do you think I could have gotten sued for that?
No.
No, they would have sent you a C&D letter, though, for sure.
Cease and desist, maybe.
Before they could sue me.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you would have stopped, and it would have been fine. We're on the move, though. We are on the move.
We are on the move. And by the way, you know, I don't know.
Some exciting things down the pipeline.
We do. There's a lot coming in, and that's let's just take a moment. If everybody could just take a moment, just to please click that subscribe button. Let's give them 5 seconds. We'll go silent for 10 seconds. Let's go silent for 10 seconds. So everybody watching, right now, imagine we see that just thing fucking boom. We're gonna take 10 seconds on Mikey's countdown. 10 seconds. If you guys could just please hit that subscribe button, keep us going to the moon. Mikey, take it away.
We're back.
All right. Thank you, folks. Thank you to everybody that clicked that. We were in the living room though, and Joe really was flabbergasted. And every time he said Augusta, Prince is like, "Don't say Augusta! Don't say Augusta!"
You know, he didn't even say. He's like, "Just don't say that word."
Yeah, he's like, "Don't say it." He's like, "Just don't say it." It was. But you're right, Mike. And by the way, I don't think Joe would never intentionally
That's right. That's the
do
key.
Something
intentionally. He wouldn't intentionally do
no,
it.
No. I have a lot of revere and respect.
With that being said, he's such a loud guy. There's something I always say with Joe, you could walk into an elevator with Joe and people would naturally change their voice or on an airplane. I've walked into elevators with Joe and he's had the same conversation with me at the decibel, we were in my living room, just me and him. And I get very embarrassed. And
elevators are definitely one of those spots where you walk in and I could be in the middle of a conversation. If there's people in that elevator, the conversation will usually stop. I'll just stop speaking.
I agree.
I'll just stop speaking. Why? And I don't know. I don't know if it's, I don't even know if it's more out of, consideration for the people in the elevator as it is. Just not wanting to talk about anything in front of strangers in that close of proximity. I just don't want to continue the conversation.
The thing is with me, I am who I am. I'm never going to change. What you see is what you get. Now, sometimes that bangs me. Last week, that banged me big time.
Mikey, I don't think you even knew just the beating.
What are we talking about? For what again?
You don't know him, Mikey, but Sketch. Joe went
That's right. No, we talked about him last week. Yes,
a lot of the YouTube golf channels clipped it up, and we were filming Bob DeSports, and I'm on my phone and I'm watching it starting to pick up steam, and I'm like, oh god, Sketch ends up who I love ended up reaching out and saying it was so sad, dude. It was he's a streamer for those who know, and he said I'm gonna read the text that.
Oh, don't do that, Bob.
Joe, you know what? It gives you the floor to speak on it if you do, because I think I actually was gonna defend you to some degree. I was gonna defend you. You ready for this? He said He said, tell Joey I'm sick of what's up, brother, too, which is what he says. Hopefully we can do something one day. Big fan of y'all. And then when Cutsy saw that, he genuinely felt really bad. But the thing that I was going
to
say,
I reached out to him. He never got back to me.
Oh, I didn't know that. He's a busy guy. He's a busy guy. But the
thing, I reached out. I extended the olive branch. I gave him a follow. I DM'd him. I said, you know, I didn't mean anything by it. I genuinely wasn't roasting the kid. I was just saying, and it was, unfortunately, maybe he caught friendly fire. My point was that these new age TikTok streaming, new age things, like, I'm not built for that. I really feel like I should have been born 15 years earlier. I'm not.
But Joey.
Okay, earlier than that, Bob, is what I'm saying. All my point was, is I don't understand the trends and the fads. Like, when Bob and Perez get together, and even Jet, like, it's all these new fads. I'm not an internet guy like that.
But that is the beauty of you, Joe.
And unfortunately, it spewed off onto this guy who I have nothing against. I don't have any beef against him. And I tell you what, Mikey, I have been getting roasted by his army. These guys, like, who's this 50-year-old guy? He doesn't know what the fuck he wants. This guy's fucking out to lunch. I don't know who Cold Cuts is. I know who Sketch is. And I'm getting torn apart. And, you know,
what they say, though, Joe?
I'm just misunderstood.
Any press is
sometimes.
Good press.
And
any
no, press is not good this press. Press.
Yeah,
press
no, no, it's
also,
good.
Also, too, good. In Joe's defense, I do think Joe was – I think it's hysterical that Joe's kind of, like, out of the loop on that. Like, we're younger, and like me and Jet, like, we follow all those trends. We're very looking at that. It's hysterical that Joe doesn't know these things. And I do think he was ranting more on, not on Sketch, but he's almost frustrated that he doesn't, these new streamers.
Yeah, and they have like these little innuendos and back and forth, and they'll do like these dances, or the press will do these woe things. And I'm like, I don't know what that is.
No, I'm
like,
with you though. I don't know either. I have no idea.
And then they always make fun of me because I'll catch on like 2 months later.
How many hours of sleep do you think that guy averages a night? A guy who has to stream like that. I would say like maybe like 3 hours, 4 hours a night. Because they're streaming. These people, they stream until like 3,
you know who's
going to
start
morning.
Streaming, Michael?
They're nuts. Perez? You?
What?
And this guy. We are going to start streaming, Mikey. My eyes have been opened. I'm coming in for that Twitch game.
Twitch, yeah. I've heard, but you got to set up like a camera. How does that work?
We don't know the in and out. By the way, if you're listening on the Brilliantly Dumb Show and you know how to set up a stream, Bobby and I are thinking about doing some streaming in the next little bit. So I have
PS5 as well, so I'd like to get some of that work. I just got a new pair of Turtle Beach headphones, so I'd like to get some of that work also.
I was thinking of, like, I really do want to start streaming to agree to where, like, us playing like video games, just like FIFA and Madden, and like, I realized, like, when I was playing FIFA with Joe, we were playing a co-op thing. He's absolutely insane when he plays. Like, it's insane. So I was like, you know, this would be so good. And then you bring on like Mikey, like, and you play with Mikey.
Maybe we bring Sketch on for our first stream.
I want to ask Sketch.
Maybe that'll be the peace offering that'll.
If you played that kid. If you played that kid in Madden, you would lose by 100 probably.
Well, I'm not good at Madden. If I played him in FIFA, I would wax that ass.
You can't say that, though, Joe. You don't know. That kid does this for a living.
He plays Madden. He plays Madden. He doesn't play FIFA.
Joe, you got to be really careful.
I'm just saying, I trust my FIFA skills to a certain degree. And by the way, I'm as rusty as I've been. I haven't played in a long time. I told Nicole yesterday I'm buying PS5 next week. And
you don't even have it yet?
No, I played at Bob's. I'm gonna get it, and she didn't look too thrilled. But you know what? I have to get back on that craft. I have to master my craft again. I have to get back. I looked up on YouTube. There's shit that I don't even know. The game has changed, and I'm still stuck.
Leaves you behind. Leaves you behind.
It does. It does. You gotta adapt and evolve, Mikey.
We're gonna go to like set up our stream. We're gonna look tomorrow, and Mikey's gonna be like promoting his channel. He's gonna have like a surround like stream set up, and like already be at it. Like
like he's in the Death Star.
Yeah.
There's two types of people in this world, Bob. Talkers and doers.
I'm a doer.
I'm not. Now, why did you take that as a personal attack? I'm saying there's two types of people.
I'm saying I'm a doer.
Talkers and doers. That's great.
I'm just saying, I'm a doer. That's what I, I'm a doer.
You know what we should do? Are you a doer?
Are you a doer, Joey D?
At times.
It doesn't sound like it.
There's times where Joe really likes to just sit back and soak it all in.
You're not enjoying life, but you're honestly, not Mike, watching it pass you by, Mikey.
The most enjoyable time with Joe, really, all the trips we've been on and shit, and like I look forward to this next weekend the most, is the morning when just me and him are awake. Yeah. And we look at the betting slate, we have the coffee, and Joe's like talking to like a 70-year-old retired uncle that has no filter whatsoever, just says whatever is on his mind. And he's sitting there and he really holds himself in that kind of regard. And it's just, it's so great because it just reminds me of like some of my like extended family and some of like these, like, it's just the mentality he has for this point in his life. That's what I think frustrates and baffles a lot of people, that he could be like this in his 30s. Because what is this going to look like when he's 60? It's going to be unbelievable.
I'll be a grumpy old man, yeah.
I don't know, though. The filter is going to be even... God. The filters, you're going to be completely...
I will say this. I feel like if you get older, people, like, kind of give you a little bit more leeway.
Sure. Oh, they do. They do.
Like, that's why it's a grumpy old man thing. I think I'll get, I'll never get away with now, I could probably get away with in 30 years.
I agree.
I'm gonna get a call from him about this, but my dad, like the shit that my dad now, like he doesn't have much of a filter anymore. Like his filter is kind of gone.
You should call and ask him.
Oh, he would throw a fit.
I mean, one thing I do know on this show, Mike likes to be able to defend himself.
Yeah, he does. He does. But I'm telling you, Yeah, he was upset. He texted me. He's like, another pretzel job, talking about his knee pads for softball, like how he wears all the knee pads. And he texted me the next morning at like 6 a.m. He's like, another pretzel job that I haven't been able to defend myself.
That term has been coined by Mikey V and has been adopted by many.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's what it is. I mean, that's there's no other way to describe it.
Joey D.
I have a really good idea that just came to my mind. What we should do for Alabama, we should bring the PS5 and the controllers and just go nuts.
Yeah, that'd be fun. It's just
quite you don't know what the cable situation is going to be like in that.
What do you mean a cable? Yeah. You don't need cable.
No, I'm saying you don't know. Like, are you going to be able to even watch what you want to watch? You might want to bring
them. Well, that's what I'm saying. It might be a life.
It's a good idea. By the way, the
cable and Airbnbs now are long gone. It's all just like, and I hate it because I still love cable.
Yeah, that Roku sucks.
It does.
It's trash, man. It's trash.
Listen, streaming in general, it's just such a dicey proposition because if you're going to have all streaming set up in your house, your Wi-Fi better be like NASA Wi-Fi. You better have Wi-Fi that smacks. If you're a sports person, now, if people don't like sports, I feel like they just don't give a shit. So it's like, you know, I mean, but for you to just come out there out of the gates, no cable, all streaming, you got to be prepared for that. You got to have
YouTube
all
TV
the
is the new wave, man. YouTube
TV
is
really good.
Oh
really
my good. God, it's unbelievable. I can't get enough of it.
I'll never cut the cord. But I will say YouTube TV, from what I've seen, is good.
Oh,
it's good.
And you can take it with you on the road. Won't cut the cord. You take it with you on the road. That's the beauty.
Mikey, I'm with you. I can't cut the cord. Never. Can't do it. It can't be delayed. Just can't.
Until they tell me that, you know, as a God-given right, it's no longer available, then that'll be the day I cut the cord, but not until
I'm with
then.
You. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of the Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp.com. Whether you are in a funk in your life, you need somebody to talk to, somebody to help you get back on track, BetterHelp.com is the place to go. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BDS today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/BDS for 10% off your first month. Go over to BetterHelp.com, get everything back on track, and do it the right way. Talk to somebody today. BetterHelp.com.
All right, boys, let's head on over into our buy or sell segment. What did you say of the week that you liked? What did you see that you did not like? very interesting snake draft coming up here later in the show. So stay tuned for that. Buy or sell. I'd love to start off. I feel like I don't start off often. So I'll
get the ball rolling. Yeah, go for it,
Bob. You know, Joe mentioned this, and I sat on it, and I really do agree. I'm selling the beach. I think.
Oh yeah, that you kind of took mine.
Yeah, I think
you guys are both going to sell the beach.
No, I'm selling sand.
It's just well, but oh, damn! I'm selling beach all the large portion because of the sand.
You can't, Bob. I'm going to say this: you cannot sell the beach and then Joe sells sand.
I'll pivot.
Okay,
pivot.
Thank you.
I'm just telling you, I was going to sell sand.
Yeah. So here's the thing with sand. First off, when you go to the beach, like
the worst particle on earth.
It's everybody thinks like when you go to the beach, oh, let's go get sandwiches and then go over to the beach. Like that's the worst sandwich. Like that's terrible in the sense of any little bit. There's no way to avoid sand getting in the deli paper or any degree. And when sand gets on you, it's there to stay for a week, and you can go and you can wash it off at, you know, whatever thing you got to wash it off at those little stations. You never get it all off. You could shower. You could be washed down by a fire hose. This little particles of sand throughout the week are going to show up until it actually goes away. It's such a process getting over there. It's not easy to walk on sand. The sand gets really hot.
Got to bring the chairs on the beach.
It's a process.
Yeah.
And then the water. I mean, usually I don't mind getting in the water. The water belongs to the fish, and that's why I don't really fuck with the ocean. Like even I'm serious, man.
Mikey's a big beach guy, Bob. That's why he doesn't like it.
Well, no, but I mean, like, I do have that 1 week where we do the beach every day, and I mean, we have it down to a science, though. All those concerns are valid concerns. They're right. Valid, but there's ways to avoid a lot of the problems there.
But
you got to be prepared.
Like, and I could see you being very well prepared, but even you, like, bringing that cart or that insane bear's flag that you bring.
But that's telescopic pole. It all folds down to, like, this big.
Telescopic
pole. So it's like the pole itself is only this long, but then you twist it and it goes fucking all the way up in the air.
Okay, so let me ask you, Mikey, like, when you have, and if you have, like, a picture of your setup, like, to me, and I'm being completely honest, like,
sure,
I love
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no,
to
no,
me... When I see those people on the beach, I'm like, that is the most obnoxious. Like, why? Like, why do you have so? I gotta ask you. Like,
I'll explain it to you. Okay. since you really have no fucking clue about what you're talking about.
Guys, got a vibe.
I want to learn.
Here's the deal. So that particular setup, I would agree with you, would be obnoxious in a case in which it was just me and a buddy going to the beach, or just me and my wife going to the beach. However, you're talking about a trip with about 20 other people, first of all, that all have toddlers or newborn babies. Most of all, there's like legitimately 10 children on this trip, maybe 12. I don't even know what the count is up to now. It's ridiculous. These kids need to, first of all, they all nap on the beach, so they got to be under shade, hence the tents. You have to have tents to put the kids under. They got to have shade.
No problem with that.
You got to have the obnoxious coolers and stuff because, like you said, you don't want to get sand in your shit. You need the Loctite big coolers.
Clear with that, too. Yep.
Okay. Now, number three is going to be your concern was the flags. The flags, when you have little kids.
It's like a North Star.
But that's exactly right. That's exactly right. When the kids are looking for you,
it's
very easy to lose because there's a bunch of other people on the beach set up with the same fucking tents and all the same shit. You want to have something where you say, there's the flags. I know exactly where I'm going for the kids.
Yeah. Okay.
For the kids.
I mean, look, you put together a good argument. You usually do. But to me, it's all the flags. It's like Yankee Stadium. You know,
I do an obnoxious amount of
the United
flags.
Nations.
I'll say that.
Yeah,
no doubt about it.
That's where my issue is, the amount of
We'll have one of those nice new have a day flags up there, though.
That'd be great. That would look good.
Yeah.
That would look good.
Well, of course, that one would look good, Joe. Everything else is obnoxious, but that one would.
Well, the Bears one is a little ridiculous.
Why? That's my team. Why?
Why do you need to fly a 20-foot Chicago Bears flag
because I can
That is another thing. I know it's a telescopic pole, but
Really nice pole.
Mikey, it's way up there.
Like, oh, yeah, to the heavens. This guy
looks like he just fucking conquered the beach.
He stormed it, and then it's like Iwo Jima.
He has to tap four guys planted into the
That's a great idea. That's a great idea for a picture this year. We'll make sure to take it. That cart that we rent, that obnoxious gigantic cart.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you how good that cart is.
That cart has flagpole holders welded into the framing of the cart. So you just put your telescopic pole in there, tighten the knob, you're good to go. You don't have to dig, you don't have to bury, you don't have to worry about it blowing away. It's unbelievable. This is a professional setup that took years of work to perfect this kind of setup, bro. You know, and that's what it is.
I think I'm starting to prove my point. I think my
Bob is one of those guys. Bob, you're one of those guys who just you think you could just walk out onto the beach and everything's going to be prepared and ready and you're just going to have a good time. Life, you got to prepare for things. You got to be ready for all types of situations. You got to fine tune whatever it is that you're doing, and that's something, you know, that's a week long thing, so it's got to be fine tuned and perfected. Otherwise, it'll be a total disaster.
Sure, I just think there's a way to do it without making it look like Fort Knox.
I don't think so.
That
guy looks like Game of Thrones just fucking merged with Moose Bilotti.
Yeah. I mean, listen, a lot of people like that setup.
How many days are you on the beach when you go?
Seven.
That's a lot,
six really, because the day we come in, you don't get to check in until like three.
Bob, you imagine six. Toddlers?
No.
Sand, diapers.
Let me ask you,
Mikey. Seven is a lot. I could see you enjoying, and me too.
Mm-hmm.
Going out to dinner with everybody, being at the house with everybody, barbecuing with everybody. That I could see being fun. When you're actually at that beach, do you actually enjoy being at that beach?
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you why. There's so many of us, and all of us are pretty much, it's the parents of the wives, and then all the guys pretty much married into all these families with these girls that have been friends, my wife and all these, her cousins, their friends. So it's all these guys that are all around my age, all like similar, you know, type of guy. You met a bunch of them at the last Breezy event that we had in New York. A bunch of them, I think I introduced you. A couple guys, they were old happy hour guys, all that.
Sure.
We have all the kids, and it's kind of like we make such a big enclosure that the kids are kind of contained. So it's not like they're running all over the place. You know, we got to take them into the ocean and stuff like that. That becomes, you know, obviously something that's a little pain in the ass at time to time. But overall, it's great. It's just the setup every morning is like, but we're committed. You know, there's five or six of us that go out every morning, set it up and come back. And then we get
fair enough. So, okay.
You got to be committed.
Okay. Fair enough. Let's go to you, Mikey. Buy or sell.
Oh, I'm going to sell this weekend. I'm going to sell. It's Saturday. So we're the third day into the matches. I'm selling Zach Johnson.
Oh man, that's a good sell. Terrible.
This guy, like,
Okay.
For him to, what he did at the Waste Management was one thing, but then he clearly told the fan yesterday when he, I think it was a triple bogey, Joe, was it a triple bogey?
Yeah.
Triple bogey to hold. Obviously the fans sarcastically started clapping for him like, hey, yeah, good. And he just goes, fuck off. And it's clearly obvious because he doesn't say it when he hits the putt. But he tried to say that it was not directed at the fans. It was just frustration on the shot.
Is that what he said?
I didn't hear that. Yeah, so he said, you know, it's just, you know, I triple bogeyed, so I was upset. But that's not the case because he sinks the putt. He doesn't say anything. Then you hear the crowd chirp. Then he gives the fuck off. It's clear. Like, if you're going to do it, I almost don't have an issue with him saying it to the fans. I have an issue with him saying that it wasn't at the fans, which is clearly bullshit.
He's been taking
like, just stand on it. If you're going to do it, just stand on it. But some of these guys, bro, these old names that are like these big favorites, Spieth and him and DJ,
Justin Thomas? How about, I mean, all these guys missed the cut, man.
Yeah, Justin Thomas.
Even our guy, Wyndham. But, you know, yesterday was an anomaly with the winds.
But Wyndham, it was his first time at Augusta, no, playing there.
But I'm saying the conditions yesterday were horrific.
They were. But I'm saying, especially you combine that with the fact that it was his first time playing that course in a tournament. So that's, you know, that's
There hasn't been a guy who won it as his first time since, what, 78 or 79, something like that?
When you,
the last time that happened. So that's a tough spot to be in.
When you watch back to, like, the Zach Johnson thing, have you seen the full swing, the second season?
Oh. Yes.
The second season is incredible. To me, it's even
the Ryder
way better.
Well, the Ryder
it's awesome. Yeah. But when you see, and they're his friends, so be, but it's such a conflict of interest that he's, like, staying with Spieth and Fowler.
No, Justin Thomas.
Well, no, but he stays with Spieth. He stays with Thomas. Like, all those guys staying together, and they're friends, so it is what it is. But, like, it really isn't Keegan's our guy, so maybe we're a little biased. But it's so unfair to a guy like Keegan who deserved to be in, and they're so close, and you see them staying at the same house together, which, again, I'm not telling them to not be friends, but maybe he shouldn't be the captain if they're this
did a horrible job, and you know what?
Yeah.
Did a horrible job, and it showed. They got absolutely obliterated. So, you know, the proof is in the pudding.
But, yeah, and I would feel somewhat bad for him with the shit that he's taken for all of it. But then you see the full swing. And then, like Mikey said, what took place yesterday. And then even at the waste management,
he was horrible.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to feel bad for the guy.
Yeah, I mean, and again, I not so much an issue with him telling people fuck you or fuck off, but the fact that he's going to double down in the press conference and say that it wasn't directed at the crowd when, I mean, come on, man. Like, you can't do that. You got to know that if they pick that up on the hot mic, like, it's going to be clear and obvious.
What, a lot of swearing yesterday in the
Everything's
Masters.
Important. Yeah, well, Rom curses. Him. I mean, he's tremendous.
You know what, then, Joe?
He's tremendous.
Maybe you can let it rip a little bit come Sunday, Joe.
Yeah, but they're the players.
Imagine you hear the hot mic and it's just me on the in the gallery. Fuck!
Or that.
One, like, of my, one of my matchups isn't winning.
I heard somebody after a tee shot screamed, have a day. Well, it's just pretty cool.
Oh, there
cool.
you go. That's nice.
So that was pretty cool.
What did you Baba think Bowie of for the 50,000?
Oh, my God,
so
man.
Old. That's, that should have been my cell. That's so old.
Mikey, what are your thoughts on the Jason Day outfits?
I didn't. He wore like the crazy sweater yesterday.
The vest.
The vest.
And then the
right.
day before, the pants.
Yeah, I. You know whose outfit was concerning, but it was Sergio Garcia's.
Oh, the canary
with
yellow.
The yellow with the yellow man. Pants. I mean, the that was really yellow, really yeah. wild, man. But no, these guys. I don't have. I think the outfits are part of the fun. I think it's fun to look at. To be honest, I think it's funny. So I never take issue with what these guys are wearing. I expect them to wear wonky shit.
I know this is like really bougie move, but fuck it. It does look so good. Like when you have those golf pants and you get them tailored like these guys do, there's some great looking pants. Like Homa's fit was fucking heat. Yeah, so he had like the baby blue.
Periwinkle. Oh, yeah,
man, it looked fucking.
Bob likes those Italian cut, the hemmed pants.
Those are
special.
He'll be wearing them. Don't you worry, Joe. He'll be having those very soon. Very soon coming to a course near you. He'll have those.
let's head on over to Joey D.
So I was going to initially sell sand. Terrible particle. Terrible. You know what? Given Bob selling the beach, I'm going to pivot. This is tough for me because, and I want to make this very well known because I'm not selling the entire place because I happen to like it a lot, but they got to be better. And it's the Dairy Queen in terms of when you order online, they give you no options, Michael. They give you no options. If you go into the store, you can mix and match flavors of blizzards. You could add fudge in the center. There is an unprecedented amount of different possibilities that you can tailor your own order to. They don't give you fucking diddly squat on any of these ordering services. And by the way, I went on DoorDash. I thought maybe it was just DoorDash. Went to Postmates. It's the exact same thing. I couldn't even order a little vanilla cup for my pup the other day. Like, they wouldn't even give a single vanilla ice cream. Like that's as basic as it gets. A single scoop of vanilla ice cream I couldn't get. I couldn't mix and match flavors. I couldn't do chocolate blizzards. I couldn't do anything. So you know what? They didn't get my business. I pivoted. They gotta be better. And you know what? I hit Bob up. Bob tried to do a fucking order with the blizzard for the chocolate ice cream, and he was throwing fits.
Well,
am I not right, Bob?
Joe, actually, it was a tough look for me Joe called me to complain about the Dairy Queen blizzards.
And he was ordering one himself.
I had one on the way, and I was...
that is so ridiculous.
Tell him what you told me, Bob.
He called me to complain. I was like, Joe, I actually got one on the way, and they won't give me the option to do the chocolate blizzard. And I tried putting in the instructions in caps, please no vanilla.
I'm gonna say why the my opinion on why the Dairy Queen internet user face is not as friendly as you gentlemen and accommodating as user you gentlemen face. Would like it to be. Okay.
Before you say that, I just want to say one last thing.
Sure. It absolutely is. Let's make that very clear.
If you have never experienced Dairy Queen before in your life.
Yeah.
And your first time was through the interface that they provide you on their online self delivery systems, which seems to be cohesive across the board. It's the same across the board. Okay. It's not just DoorDash, it's Postmates, Uber Eats, everything. Hmm. That is a significantly different experience than you would have by walking into the Dairy Queen store
you're beginning to make my point. Continue.
The endless amount of possibilities that they provide you with. Okay. Why can't you do that?
I'll tell you why.
Okay, tell me.
I'll tell you why.
Dairy
Queen. Okay. Dairy Queen to me. Now, this may just be me. People in the comments, you could agree with it, you could disagree with it. Dairy Queen is a place where traditionally, I would think, number one, I don't know how popular a ready-made ice cream delivery service will ever be, given the circumstances that surround transporting ice cream from point A to point B in a car. I think it's difficult to begin with, and your expectations have to be basement low. I think they have to be low to begin with.
That's a different story.
The process is so arduous. Secondly, why are they not investing more into what their menu selection and user interface would look like for the delivery? I'm going to tell you why. Because I think that an ice cream place like a Dairy Queen is meant to be a place where it's warm out. It's the summer. It's spring, whatever. The temperature calls for it. You go there, you walk, you wait in the line. That's part of the delight of going to an outdoor or a traditional walk-in ice cream place where you're supposed to wait in line in the summer. It kind of goes hand in hand. You wait in line, you're looking at the board, all the flavor options, every kind of thing you could do to your sundae, every kind of thing you could do to, and you're taking the time while you're in line to look through all this.
Then you got all your privacy in my own home too.
And then you're getting it fresh delivered at the door. You know what? Fresh delivered on site. You know what I mean? You're getting it right then and there.
I definitely see what you're saying for sure. I totally get that.
You get your cravings.
I got to back up Joe, though, but because at the same time...
Everyone else is adapting. Everyone else is evolving.
Well, it was Dairy Queen's choice to go on and do the Postmates service.
No, 100%. They're not stupid. They want to make their money, too. But they're telling you basically...
It's like a pizza place saying, when we deliver, we're only going to deliver pepperoni, cheese, and that's it. If you want Hawaii, you're out of luck.
But listen, Joe, pizza is built upon delivery. Pizza Empire is built upon home delivery. Dairy Queen will never be built upon delivery. They're built upon they're built upon the warm weather, people walking up to the storefronts, taking the time to wait in line. That's what they're built on. But I understand the gripe, but I'm telling you that they're of the attitude probably where they're not good. They probably will never make the kind of money off delivery that they would.
I would be ordering on a regular basis.
Joe, we pay a premium for those blizzards too.
By the way, I'm not asking for some double fudge extra. I wanted a scoop of vanilla ice cream. I couldn't get it. They're trying to sell me dilly
bar. You know what the solution is? The next time you or Nicole are at the grocery store, you just pick up a nice pint of plain vanilla for the dog. Then you keep it in the freezer.
Not the same, though. That's like...
It's not the soft serve that comes right out of the fucking tube.
The soft serve is not meant for transport, though.
Yeah, I am understandably so.
That's like
putting myself on the line that it might not be it would be in
store. Your expectations have to be so low for that. They just have to be. You can't.
It's for the dog. I don't have a high expectation.
That's like saying like order a hamburger and if they don't offer lettuce, tomato, onion, pickle, have your own and then place on the hamburger. Once you do that, it's not the same.
That's not the,
That's
all I'm saying.
He thinks
that there's no place that's delivering a burger that's not going to have lettuce and cheese. Well,
okay, maybe that wasn't the best example. But like, what, you're going to have then your own ice cream? Like, to, you know.
Part of the disappointment is I love Dairy Queen.
Well, I think that's the
root. It's not always.
You know what it is? You love Dairy Queen, but you don't want to go there. You don't want to go. You just want
it's a convenience.
I love Dairy Queen too.
That's the bottom line here.
And everybody now is adapting to the technological wave that we've experienced.
You know what? I bet you that you could drive to that Dairy Queen, pick up the most perfect ice cream that you want done exactly the way you want it done, and bring it home before you could even complete that whole process online. Because there's nobody going to the store because everybody wants the convenience. I'm telling you.
Well, then they should adapt. If everybody's trying to order online, you think that there's a market for them to up their ante a little bit.
My dad gets so mad at me for the Postmates stuff, for not going and picking stuff up. Like when he hears some of the shit that he gets, so he can't wrap his head around it. The thing that I do feel guilty about is, and I was always so against it. And I, if I'm being honest, I do it from time to time. I do like grocery shopping. When you do the Instacart and you're picking your groceries, that's a shitty feeling to wear. When I do that, I feel really bad. When I order like a Blizzard, I feel even worse. When somebody goes to do your grocery shopping for you, I feel like a piece of shit.
But like your dad would not get mad at like a traditional delivery service. Like if you said, Dad, I'm ordering a pizza tonight, he wouldn't get mad that that's getting delivered to
No. Right.
But ice cream, he's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. The dry ice thing, I think, set him off a little.
Sure. And you know what? Rightfully so.
Yeah. I will say, you know, the last thing with Dairy Queen, I'm showing this.
I love Dairy Queen.
It sounds.
I love the Queen too. Their soft serve vanilla is through the roof.
Yeah, I couldn't get it. I was thinking about getting a Buster bar and peeling off the chocolate to get to
it. I don't think that Joe's necessarily wrong. The problem is, it just sounds so bad. Like you got people really like scratching and clawing for like, it sounds
and
terrible.
Joe's mad his thoroughbred dog couldn't get a vanilla soft serve cup in time. Oh man, you want to talk first world problems, Bobby. You're talking first world problems.
Yeah, I guess. The pop likes ice cream. It's his favorite thing.
Okay. Like I get it. I just think the way it sounds. But I will say, you know, we talked about listening to the followers, and I do trust the followers. The followers really, really, and I still am so upset about this, that they really steered me wrong with Dairy Queen in regards to when we had the fast food draft. I said, you know, Dairy Queen's not fast food. People were so upset. Bob, how can you say Dairy Queen's not fast food? They have the best chicken tenders, whatnot. And I really took their word for it.
Oh, you went, yeah, and you said it was horrible.
Well, I got it delivered. I got it delivered.
This guy, Bob, if you wanted an actual sponsorship, you should be the face of DoorDash or Postmates.
I would love it.
The amount, I mean, you could vouch that you have probably ordered more food in your lifetime than probably like 94% of people.
Well, they're
I would love to see the annual statement. Postmates. Oh, yes, I do. I would love to see that. That would be an elite piece of content. It would be.
By the way, the DoorDash guy was at the Breezy Lounge.
There you go.
Did you talk to him?
I was talking to him,
secret access code.
Bob could probably do a sponsorship with them and not even take a dollar, and he would save so much money.
It would be
worth it just for the free food delivery.
I don't want to look at what it is. It's bad, man. Also, speaking of bad, I asked Jet yesterday. I was like, what's your screen time? He's like, it's not going to be as bad as you. Like, I'm on the computer editing. Like, I was like, he's like, there's no way. So I was like, well, what is it? He goes, 13 and a half hours. I said, 13 and a half.
What is yours right now, Bob? What is yours right now?
It's not good.
And Mikey, I'd like to see what yours is at too.
I don't even know how to look.
No, at it. I thought you enabled it. I'd be curious to
you
see.
You go on settings screen. And you go screen time.
Settings.
So, and then you got to go to.
What is it? App and website activity?
I'm down.
18. No, just under settings, Mikey. And you just go under screen time.
Yeah, I know, but this is what it says on my. It doesn't say anything.
Oh, you got to activate that, Mike. I'd be curious to see yours. I'm 8 hours, 18 minutes, down 18% from last week. So that's not too bad.
No, that's nothing. 8 hours, right?
Yeah.
Like compared to what you used to be at?
I'm 18% down. So whatever the math is. What are you, Joey D?
I'm trying. This doesn't make any sense. Oh, yesterday was 8 hours.
Okay. What's the week though? Swipe over to
work. Yeah. But the week is I don't think it's right. The week is only seeing 1 hour and 34 minutes.
Daily average? That can't be right.
That can't be right.
No. Okay. All right.
Apple needs
maybe because I don't know. That's okay. Well, I mean,
let's keep it on moving to our snake draft. I'll tell you, man. A guy who's got to get himself on the board one more. Joey Diaz.
I didn't deserve. By the way, here's I'm going to start. I'm going to get ahead of this before there's some massive pretzel job. I have not been great on the top fives. Last week's category was not a good category for 15 picks. I'm going to say it right now. 15 different bagels. You might have.
Look at the smirk on his face. Would you look
at
the smirk?
He knows.
He did it. He
yeah, but Mikey.
This whole show is. This is all prefabricated thoughts from Bob's mind on how he can leverage these top fives in his advantage. It really is.
That's disgusting.
The bagel one is not a good category. Here's the thing is Bob picked the bagel one to be fair, knowing where his position in the draft was going to be. He knew he was going to pick one.
You knew you were picking one, Bob.
I'm not arguing whether I won or lost. I don't have more than three different variations of bagels ever.
That's a problem.
But I'm just Michael, you're telling me you have 15 different variations of bagels. Like today we're doing cereal. We've all had 15 different types of cereal.
Sure. Cereal's like, a great one.
By the way, that's what I'm saying.
Cat's out of the bag. It's cereal.
It's a good category. Bagels is not a good category because there's only 3 to 5 real bagels.
I think that's what makes American it a little has. Interesting though, because you have to go outside of the comfort zone.
Well, you know what, Mikey? How about movies?
Bob won the sports movies one.
I think that was a lot of the Bob's mindless clicking and voting there, but this is very unfair.
Sports movies is what Bob does. Bagel. Let's look at what we've done. Bagels. Sports movies. What was the one we did before that?
NFL. NBA.
You got crushed in NFL.
NBA, okay.
What was the ones that
I
you
think, guys? Come on, this is so. You guys
I'm saying
have
the last
every
two.
Chance, as if you guys don't know. And by the way, here's another thing: you guys can throw some stuff into the top fives. I'm always.
Oh,
sending...
I've suggested plenty of top fives. What?
Bob's last three. All right, you ready for this?
Go ahead.
Some of the best things he's known for.
Bagels,
chips, yeah. And sports movies.
I mean, if
this kid doesn't win those categories, it's like saying fucking. I mean, come on, man.
When am I known for chips?
Bob, you eat chips all the
time.
You're
a big chip guy. No, you're a chip guy.
Joe, I would say you're definitely a bigger chip guy than me.
I'd say chips are one of the better things I'm at, but like bagels,
okay,
bagels and sports movies.
Look,
that's a layup. That's like saying we're doing a three-point competition and Steph Curry's going to be competing. What's the bottom line? The bottom line
is you gotta capitalize on what you know. Okay. Sure. You guys have every right to put in your top fives as well, which you
never didn't do. That's right.
And you know, I mean, these topics.
I liked bagels. Like, full transparency. I like the category.
It's a group. And it's not like I'm so much more advanced than you guys. Mikey is in the bagel epicenter.
That's correct.
Mikey put his hand up and said he had a terrible draft.
And I appreciate it.
You know what the problem? I had two of my horses go right in front of my picks, which completely threw me for a loop.
And then you were the second pick.
How did two horses go in front of you?
I was going to go poppy seed on the way back. Thought I could get it. You snatched it. And then I thought I was going to get blueberry in the third. And Bob snatched it with the double. That's why the first and the third pick are so good. Because you get those double picks. It's crushing. It's soul crushing. It is what it is. I moved on.
Before, something you really did. First off, the hand up accountability I thought was hysterical on Twitter. Secondly, real quickly, can you – because the post, it actually, it's a really good menu. You put out what your master's menu would be. Can you just read through real quick what your master's menu was?
You got the Miyazaki, you spelt it wrong.
What did I spell wrong? Gnocchi? Did I spell gnocchi wrong?
Yeah. No, Miyazaki. Miyazaki, the Japanese
wagyu. I took that to right offline. Then some joker online doesn't know how to spell it.
Wait, you know who put it out? Penix the Metcalf. that's how Penix the Metcalf spells.
Oh my God. We're still going back to that well, the Penix the Metcalf. Well. Appetizers, we had Philadelphia cheesesteak egg rolls, shaved prime ribeye steak, chopped long hot peppers, provolone cheese with au jus. That sounds pretty good, Jeff.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Seafood tower, lobster tail, stone crab.
See, I would make the claim if you have seafood tower, you don't even need those other two. Like the seafood tower is good enough.
Well, I did meats, cheeses, and then a hot.
The Philly cheesesteak egg roll. I thought it was great. I really did. I thought it was
a great. No, it's good. I'm just saying that the tower, I think, is good enough.
The tower, you got your lobster tail, stone crab claw, Alaskan king crab leg, shrimp cocktail, the big ones, Dungeness crab cocktail, served with hot mustard, seafood sauce, and horseradish cocktail sauce. Then that's the drunken veal, pork, and beef meatballs over vodka sauce with ricotta cheese, and then the cold antipasto, which is going to be all your dried meats and your cheeses, obviously. You know, there's charcuterie board there. And then main choice, yeah, that was the A5. How do you pronounce it, Joe?
Miyazaki. I don't know the Kigyu. I don't know.
I don't know. Bone-in ribeye served with cream spinach scallop potatoes and Alaskan king crab.
That's pretty good.
Black truffle gnocchi, yeah. And then Chilean sea bass option there for our lighter fare lovers. Lemon butter sauce, garlic, mashed potatoes, and asparagus. And then the dessert, bananas Foster with cinnamon graham cracker gelato. That pairs very nicely.
I thought it was a great menu. Yeah. I really do.
Somebody should make that menu for us, I feel like. Someone should.
It's great. Someone should. It's really, really
someone
good.
Someone out there could, and someone should.
That's a lot of work. That's a big menu.
Okay.
No, that's a big menu. That's something you don't want to play credit card roulette with that menu. You're going to get crushed.
remember we almost did credit card roulette at Carbone?
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
Maybe
we do credit card roulette at in Alabama.
It's scarier. The four man. I mean, I like doing credit card roulette. Like we had six guys at that Carbone dinner. The odds are very much in your favor to where I like taking that gamble.
Yeah, a four man dinner. You got a 25%.
Four man scary.
Bang.
We had an Instagram live a long time ago. We had a big bill and we did credit card roulette and it comes out as Joe. And that's the perfect guy for it to come out to. Oh, did he blame the waiter? It was.
I gave that nice metal card. He felt it. He's like, this guy's got more money to spend. And you got to put a shitty card in the credit card roulette.
Yeah.
Like a card that's peeling, breaking. Looks like you got no money.
It's just like that generic red color that every bank gives out on a debit card is like red.
To the point where what I would do, Mikey, is I would, and I'm telling you guys what to do, but I would put a shitty card out if I got picked, then I would switch the card up for a different card to actually put the bill on.
If he got picked, yeah.
If I got picked.
Yep. Yep.
All right, boys. Are you ready to get down to business?
Who's going first? Bob, are you taking one pick?
So as we said, we are doing we're doing top five cereals. This one's fun. I do want to put something out there, okay? I feel because this will change a lot. Like, for example, if I do Captain Crunch, I think that's got to take out all Captain Crunch. Because, like, if I put, like, Captain Crunch and somebody can do Captain Crunch with berries and then Captain Crunch peanut butter, like, I would do four different things of Captain Crunch. So through the committee, are we okay with once that's off the board?
Once it's off the board, it's off the board. No variations.
Okay. With that being said, I'm going to do Captain Crunch.
Are you taking
Crunch.
The number one pick?
I'm going to do the number one pick.
Joe, I assume you're taking three because
Joey D's going to take three.
Bob, you took Captain Crunch at one.
Yeah, I'm going to do Captain
Crunch. I tell you what, that's a good start for me, man. That's a good start. I thought you were going this one. I'm taking Cinnamon Toast Crunch at two. That's a steal at the two pick. Mm. Give me Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Don't try and sell. Don't try and
sell. No, that's a big one. That's a big one. That's a big one. And you know it. You fucked up and you realize it. You fucked up.
Joe, you see what he's trying to do. I'm being dead serious.
Joe, did he not drop the ball there? Cinnamon Toast Crunch is number one top dog cereal. Everyone knows that.
Joe, if you had the number one pick.
Go ahead, Joe. Give your opinion, Joe.
If you had the number
one
pick.
What I would have picked? Number one?
Yeah.
You want to see what was first on my list? And I'm going to delete the rest.
You just say it.
Well, I'll show you so that you don't think I'm fabricating.
Well, then, obviously.
First on my list, Captain Crunch.
Okay.
There we go.
I disagree, but okay.
You see exactly what he was trying to. I don't think so.
But okay.
I could have picked Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and
I would have been like, "No,
oh,
Bob,
I got exactly what."
No,
now that being said,
Bob, I swear to God, I would have said,
"I do have cinnamon." That's I do have Cinnamon Toast Crunch in the top three. So, Mikey, I do think
it's a good pick. I don't mind his pick, but I'm not going to, you know, he didn't win the list.
Bob, you know, that makes me laugh. Last week when you said Everything Bagel at number one overall, what was the first thing I said? I said that's the right play, Everything Bagel.
Oh, well,
not the right play. This was not. Joe's got back to back. Joe's got back to back. You're in trouble. You're in an early hole. You're in an early hole.
Come on, man.
Okay, go ahead, Joe.
See what he's doing.
Early hole for Bob.
Well, you know, he's worried now because I think you've overpassed him on top fives, Bob.
Sure. Yeah, of course.
All right, number one, I'm taking Reese's Puffs. Reese's Puffs, I'm taking. And then I'm gonna follow it up with it's tough, man. I'm going to go with Frosted Flakes on the way back.
Frosted Flakes is a respectable play.
Yeah, okay.
Bob is laughing. Why is Bob laughing?
I love his one. I don't like that too. I don't like you.
I got to get variety in there. I got to get variety in there. No, Mikey would have taken Frosted Flakes on the way back.
No, I wouldn't.
Not this pick, but the next pick. Mikey.
I had Frosted Flakes on the board for sure. It's on my big board, but it ain't that high. Put me down for Lucky Charms. Give me Lucky Charms.
Great pick.
Bob, you got two.
Really nice pick, Mikey.
Thank you.
Give me Fruit Loops.
Great pick.
Yeah, give me Fruit Loops.
This is a fun one, man. This is a fun one. This is intense.
Give me Fruit Loops and then give me Cookie Crisp.
Okay. Fruit Loops. And Cookie Crisp.
I'm not just saying this. I'm off to a unbelievable start.
Put me down for Rice Krispie Treat cereal. Rice Krispie Treat cereal.
Good play.
So now I get two picks?
Yes, you do.
I'm going to go with... It's tough here, man. I'm not a huge cereal guy. All right,
This is going to be a bloodbath. But this is going to be a dogfight.
I'm going to go with Cocoa Puffs.
Cocoa Puffs.
And then I'm going to go on the way back. On the way back, I'm going to go with Golden Grahams.
Great cereal. One of my favorite cereals of all time. I got lambasted when we did this originally when I picked Golden Grahams.
I think Golden Grahams is solid.
Yeah, it's a great cereal. It's not the cereal I would have picked there, but it's a great cereal. Get and put me down for a, you know what? I got to take this because this cereal is not exotic, but this is an absolute, everyone has this in their house. Honey Nut Cheerios. Give me Honey Nut Cheerios in the fourth round. I think that's a steal. Honey Nut Cheerios.
Great cereal, though.
Great cereal.
I don't love it.
You're one of the best cereals of all time.
I'll tell you what, Joey D. I don't like that pick.
It's probably the best selling cereal ever made, Honey
Nut Cheerios. But it's not that good.
Oh, no, I know. That's why it's the best song. Yeah, everyone must hate it. Everyone must fucking hate it. It's in everyone's house, but everyone must hate it. Go ahead, continue. You guys are going. Bob, you're closing out now. This is your last
one. I know. I'm ready.
A lot of pressure here.
Shut up. give me Apple Jacks. Give me Apple Jacks.
Is a good pick.
I'm putting together just a power list. And you know what? Everybody knows it. Everybody.
Here's two things I'm no longer going to do in these top fives.
Here we go.
I'm no longer going to declare that my list is the best because that's not going to get me anywhere. I've realized. I thought last week after the top three, I was in the lead and I got lambasted. And the next thing I'm not going to do, I'm going to try to not shit on other people's picks because it's not necessary. The dog wants to go sunbathing.
I think the pup just heard your list, Joe. I think I want to get the fuck out.
I don't think the list is bad.
No, I agree.
I'm busting balls.
This guy wins a couple wheelhouse fucking. I'm swinging a hot stick.
I got a little swagger to me right now. Give me
Apple Hurry up already, would you?
Give me Fruity Pebbles at five.
Yeah, that's a great pick. That's a steal in front of me. That was my pick. That was my pick. I am prepared though to back it up, and I'll back it up with something that's another great classic cereal. Corn Pops. Give me corn.
Pops,
dog. Gotta have my pops. Give me corn pops. 5.
That just fucked me, man. I thought no one would take that. Those are 2 picks I had. I'm fucked now. I'm not winning this week. I don't even know what to take now. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, man. That list. That'll look at Joey's D list.
What's wrong with my list?
No, it's in good shape. It's in good shape.
Spikey, don't make fun of other people's lists.
I'm not.
Mo, but I would like to actually ask you which item on my list is that bad?
Nothing.
Even like the Frosted Flakes.
I told you Golden Grahams is one of my favorite picks.
Joe, I did like the Golden Grahams pick.
I'm fucked now. I don't have another one. All my picks got taken. Fucking A. I didn't think corn.
This is actually one of those weeks where I wish we had an honorable mention because there's just so many fucking good.
Yeah, this is a good top 5. Plus, I'm an expert in cereal too. So
yes, of course. Fucking cereal, man. I don't even know what to take now. This is tough, dude.
This is going
to
be a good one. Whatever comes out is going to be so good. God, Joe.
This is going to bang me. This single-handedly is going to lose me the entire, I'll probably come last place now. You know what? I don't know any other cereals. I'll go with Raisin Bran on my last cereal.
Yeah.
I don't have, everything else got taken.
Listen, Raisin Bran is good. It is good. I like Raisin Bran. I do. I think it's tasty. I'm being serious. I like Raisin Bran. He's making me laugh.
You know.
I do like
Raisin Bran. Oh, no.
I forgot the cereal.
If it's a quick take back.
You
guys were lambasting me to have a chance.
No, I
want to do tricks. Tricks as my last.
I think
this guy goes and takes fucking cheeses for fucking chips, and now he doesn't want to give me a switch for a last pick.
Mikey,
it's the last pick. Everything else has gone taken.
I mean, you handed the card to the commissioner. The commissioner read the pick. You can't just say, I'm sorry. We're not picking you anymore.
We didn't announce it, though.
Also, too, out of respect to comments, I want to see the comments when that comes in. So I'm on the committee. All committee board have to be no. So I am vetoing his right to have another cereal. Yeah. Mikey, what would you like
I'm going to abstain from voting. So that's going to make it 1-1. And on a draw, you got to just
Mike, you got to do a vote. You got to do a vote.
I mean, I think Raisin Bran was the pick. I feel bad for Joe though. I feel like he's genuinely hurt.
He's about to go on a plane to Augusta, Georgia. Man.
That's also don't true. Fuck you, Raisin Bran.
Yeah, no, don't feel bad.
Respectfully.
You know he's going to be on that flight to Augusta. He's going to be on that flight to Augusta, being like. Fucking Raisin Bran, the fucking committee.
They were until Raisin Bran came around. But anyway, I'll run down the list real fast. Bob, Captain Crunch, Fruit Loops, Cookie Crisp, Apple Jacks, Fruity Pebbles. It's a great list.
It's a great list.
For me, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Lucky Charms, Rice Krispies Treats, Honey Nut Cheerios, Corn Pops. I think that list hangs with your list. I do. Joey D, we got your Reese's Puffs.
Great pick.
Got some Frosted Flakes in there. Delicious milk Frosted Flakes makes. Cocoa Puffs, got to have your Puffs. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Golden Grahams, I said that's a phenomenal pick.
It's a good pick.
And then we rounded it out with Raisin Bran.
You know what? Fuck it, I like Raisin Bran.
Yeah, me too.
And the last pick of the draft.
Hey, I'll tell you what.
That's Mr. Irrelevant. Mr.
Irrelevant. That's right. Yeah. That's Brock
Purdy. It's a Raisin Irrelevant.
Right, it's Brock Purdy. There you go.
Yeah, you turned out pretty good.
Well, sure did.
Played in the Super Bowl.
If you're in Augusta, Georgia, I recommend you either go see or try and hear Joey D, who will be roaming the ropes.
They'll never get that message.
That's right. Nope, they won't. Yeah, they won't.
Mashville will be over for 2 days already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when you were there, we hope you ran into Joe.
And you know what, Joey D? I hope you have a good time out there. I really do. I really hope you enjoy yourself. Really, really enjoyed this program. A nice long episode. By the way, as well. Sometimes what I do is I want to hit an even number on time. So if you hear me at the end where I just kind of like drag on and rant a little bit, it's to hit the even number that we just hit. That's been another edition of the Burnley Dump Show. Like, comment, subscribe, Mikey V, Joey D. We love you, boys.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.